Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I am here to cover the week of October 20th through the 27th. Man, and you know, usually when I'm outlining stuff going on, I'm like, oh yeah, I can get through all this. Really have time to spare, but I'm not sure about tonight. There's quite a bit. Now, it does kind of gang up in a few areas of life, so maybe that'll help us get through it more. But there's some, there's a lot going on. What can I say? And so, you know, if I break it down kind of overall, there is a ton happening across the relationship axis with people. And so part of that is going to be about what's going on with these key individuals in our life. That can be, you know, romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, competitors, opponents, agents, attorneys, other representatives, advocates, you name it, right? And the other side of the axis, obviously, is you. So really focusing on, you know, what you're doing in the situation. Are your needs being met? How are you balancing this dynamic with this other person? How do you feel about your identity, name, title, brand, body, image, you know, whatever is personal or physical to you in the dynamic? And so this is going to be just extremely active with a lot of, you know, configurations I'll talk about here in a minute when I get back to this. And the other thing is that we are going to have Mars. Maybe I should just go through this as I'm hitting it. Maybe that would make more sense. What do you guys think? Yes, Zoe, do it that way. Okay. So, you know, as we're headed into this week ahead, we're going to have two energies moving into this relationship arena. So Mercury moves in on Friday the 21st. And we'll be there for about 3.5 weeks. The sun moves in on on Saturday the 22nd, and we'll be there for 30 days. So, you know, we're going to have quite a nice bit of time here where this will motivate us, you know, to get in there with these key people. Mercury here, starting Friday, opens up the information and communication. So this is really good for setting up talks or meetings. You might also meet some new people. It can help you with interviews or auditions. It can help you with agreements or negotiations or sales. It can help you with writing offers, decisions, you know. So you really want to pitch ideas and share ideas and listen, you know, let it go both ways and keep those lines of communication open. This can also help you guys get more involved locally with certain relationships, or it can help you if there are short trips you need to take involving these people, then again, this is really starting to kick in. Okay, so a little bit overlapping this, on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd, both the sun and then Mercury on one each day are going to come and sit opposite Chiron. And Chiron is our wounded healer energy. And this is really, which I'm going to talk more about Chiron here in a minute, but this is, you know, our last few days here with it in Aries, where it has been since the spring, I believe. La, 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 la. When did it go in there? Yeah, I think so. April of this year. So, you know, Chiron is a very spiritual energy, and it is about really looking at where we wound each other or where we feel wounded or where we feel vulnerable. And it's really about coming to terms with that and the dynamic with this other person. So you might be seeking a specialist if there's a physical wound that you're dealing with. You might be, talking to a romantic partner about you're sorry you were so verbally wounding, or that you want to talk to them about what they're doing. Or maybe you feel like the relationship is a little vulnerable and you want to talk about that. You might be asking, you know, going and seeing an attorney to represent you so you don't feel so vulnerable. So, you know, relationship dynamics with that wound. And then what you want to keep in mind with it in Aries is that this is part of a, you know, a story that's developing, that's going to go forward starting next year again, where it really is asking you to assess where you are on your spiritual path, physically, personally, and where you feel vulnerable and where you're wounded or wound others and all this, so that you over the course of the years ahead can master some new level here, which can help you heal or teach others through the understanding of this particular wound or vulnerability that you have. So I would say this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, may really stand out for some reason, at least with one of these relationships, as you're kind of looking at what's going on with that. Then overlapping a little bit again on Sunday and then on Tuesday, not Sunday through Tuesday, but Sunday and then Tuesday, both Mercury and the Sun are going to square Saturn. This is a test, not of the emergency broadcasting system. This is, you know, really asking you to either push a little bit more with towards, you know, where you are with a commitment or an ending or the way things are structured with this person, or any limits or boundaries that need to be dealt with. And serious, or you may feel pushed, you may feel frustrated, you may feel like, you know, we really need to look at getting on the same page with our goals, or this person might be involved with your career or status, or this person may be an authority type person in your life, like a boss, director, judge, parent, mentor, teacher, you know, that type. And so you want to keep in mind that you're being asked to get serious about a subject that's important to you or important to them or both of you guys, right, on Sunday, and then show up and deal with it in some way on Tuesday. Oh, I'm not done yet. Then we are going to have the full moon on Monday, the 24th. Now, this full moon is opposite, you know, it's about you. It's in Aries. So it's opposite the relationship. It's part of what's in that dynamic throughout the whole week. So this full moon peaks around 10:52 p.m. at night for the East Coast, so 7:52 for the West Coast. And so this is bringing something to a head, all full moons, once a month, you know, you get this big peak moment. And so this is about, you know, either you're really reaching a goal on a personal or physical level, or you're ending something, or you're celebrating, or you're, you know, having a breakthrough, you're wrapping up something you've been involved in. And so it's likely, because this is surrounded so strongly by relationship dynamic, that it will be about where you are in that situation as well. So you really want to look at, you know, what is it you're trying to see culminate by Monday evening that is either about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need that you have. All right, so now we have an overlap as well that happens in that relationship dynamic. You guys confused yet, right? I told you. It's just crazy, busy, and important week. So Sunday and Thursday, the 23rd and 27th, Mercury and the Sun are going to make really great alignments. These are harmonics to Mars and what Mars is doing over there in Aquarius. And so those days, you want to kind of circle for, you know, getting into those talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or offers or decisions with those relationships, the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, and, you know, getting active, you know, Mars really motivating and putting something in motion with friends or with a group or online, or involving astrology or charities or gatherings of some sort. And, you know, outside of the physical side of this, this could be about really getting together and getting motivated and setting things in motion about your personal aspirations or your original projects. And so, you know, by Thursday the 27th, you are physically in there with all of this, and things seem to be really going in a harmonic, positive way with all of that, right? All right, so it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, so there's more, okay? All right, so Mars, the planet that's so favorably aspected here between the 23rd and the 27th with these key relationships and your social side of your life, Mars is going to be meeting up with the karmic south node in this week ahead. Now, that's kind of a really big deal. We have the karmic south node in Aquarius, and obviously because that's where we just talked about Mars going, so this is with friends and groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your aspirations and original projects. And this is the third chapter to the story, the third and final, okay? And so when you look back, these two got together back in June of this year, June 7th through the 12th. And then when Mars retrograded, we kind of had a do-over with it, July 20th through the 23rd. And now here in this week ahead, from the 25th through the 28th, with the peak day being on the 26th, Mars will kind of wrap up this story. So, you know, this is really an interesting combination because Mars is going to motivate and set things in motion here with one of those topics. And that may be, you know, a lot of drive and ambition and getting busy and doing stuff. It may be about passions that are really stirred up at this time, or maybe about anger and fights. You know, so you have to be aware of that and really work through that, right? And with the karmic south node, this tends to be about, you know, some kind of karmic turning point with another person or with a situation you've been involved with at least, you know, since June. May have been involved with it for a very long time, but it just was coming, you know, starting to really come into focus in some important way this summer, and now we're at this last stage here. So the thing about the karmic south node, it can be a time of letting go. So it may be time to release a friend with love or to walk away from that, you know, walk away from that computer or maybe, you know, let go of a certain website you've been involved with. It may be time to, leave the group, or if you've formed a group and you're kind of feeling like you've outgrown it, you know, so it can be about releasing or letting go, okay? It can equally be about a portal that is really being activated throughout this process for a past life soul to be reconnecting with you. And there, this would be likely that they would connect with you over that aspiration or original project or as a friend or online, et cetera, right? And so you can be open to seeing, you know, if there's someone you have a very strong affinity. Probably this person would have been showing up back in the summer. And it can also, third, it can be about a rebalancing of the karmic dynamic with you and a friend or you and what you're doing in this group dynamic, et cetera. And so if you feel like, you know, you've been contributing more, then you want to kind of rebalance that. Maybe you feel like, you know, whatever that karmic debt is, you may not even be consciously aware of it, but this would be one of those times when, you know, the need to rebalance this is important. And so events will kind of come along that will help you see what that's going to be. All right, I've got one last thing. And I was going to start the show with this, and then I forgot. It's just like, okay. Okay. So we are having energy with Chiron. I talked a little bit about, you know, Saturday and Sunday with the Sun and Mercury opposing Chiron, so that relationship dynamic with the wounded healer, vulnerabilities and all of this. But what's going to happen is we are going in this week ahead, we are going to see Chiron move back into Pisces for the very last time. And so I want to kind of tell you about that story. Starting in April of 2010, we had Chiron, this wounded healer, move into Pisces. And it was really the first time that it had been there since it was last there between 1961 and 1969. January of both of those years, all the way through that whole period. And, you know, Pisces is the sign of art, the artist, everything artistic we produce, film and music and painting and poetry and dance and sculpture. It's also Pisces rules our spiritual nature and practices, our prayer, our yoga, our meditation and things like that, right? Maybe getting back to nature. Pisces rules romance that has a karmic side to it, a past life side to it. Pisces rules institutions like hospitals and spas and retreats. It rules hidden things, research, investigations, digging through information. And, you know, Chiron, like I said, this wounded healer energy, very, very presents very similar to the Christ consciousness, you know, which is very much on a higher vibration of the spiritual energy, really trying to get us to find our path, you know. So starting back in 2010, we would have been really starting down a new pathway, opening ourselves, being more vulnerable to our spiritual nature, to where we are artistically, romantically, with these, with the information that we're digging through, and with, you know, anything kind of karmic or institutional. And so that's been ongoing, really, up through April of this year when it moved into a new sign temporarily. So in this week ahead, on September 24th, it is going to move back into Pisces, and it will travel there until February 18th of next year. So it's not that many more months left of this. And I don't know, what is that, October, November, December, January, February, 5 months? A little less than 5 months to really work with whatever last bit of this energy is. And I just wanted you guys to be aware of that. It will not, once it moves out in February of next year, it's not coming back until 2061 through 2069. So, you know, there may be people that just are not on the page with it the next time around, and it's an important thing. And so I really do think that these next few months ahead, this is kind of a last effort here for you to look at where you are, open up. You know, if you feel like your heart has been closed in any way, do what you can to open that up to God, to spirit, to prayer, to your artistic expression, to your ability to love somebody, you know, maybe acknowledge the people that you've traveled through time with. You know, if you're at that level in your own progression, it's definitely a very important time frame for this. Definitely with as crazy and wild as the world is and seems to be continuing to get, you know, it's definitely a great time to get right with God, you know, and make sure that you've kind of asked for forgiveness from anybody in your world that you need to. And so that would be my advice with this. I think that, you know, we may see something around the September 24th that kind of might give us a clue. Definitely in Pisces, this is an amazing time to get signs from the universe. So that song might pop on the radio, or you might, you know, walk around the corner and see something in print or on that license plate you're following down the road, you know. So really be aware in this week ahead that that's coming back into view. Also, your dreams, you may want to pay attention to the days surrounding the 24th, you know, as this is coming in, because it may be starting to bring you clues about what it is you need to work on over these next few months. And so that's it, guys. That's the overview. So I'm going to start talking about where we are, and I'm going to try to compact this a little bit for each sign. So, you know, with Aries, obviously a very important relationship week for you guys. And I'm going to kind of tell everybody, look back to the beginning of the show to see the days that this stuff all, otherwise I'll be on the radio for 2 hours here. But definitely, you know, very important for you to get into talks with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors even, maybe opponents, depending on, you know, if you're safe in that situation. and definitely, you know, you want to be open to listening to them. There also may be some new meetings of new people, you know, so if you need to have someone in the picture here, this is the week. There's going to be so much going on. Chiron is going to suggest that you guys really open up and be more vulnerable in the situation within a safe dynamic, right? Be willing to say where you're feeling hurt. Be willing to ask the other person if they are, and work through that. Look at the spiritual growth within relationships. Definitely, you know, all communication very strong in this week ahead, and you making sure that your needs and position in this situation is where you need it to be. Definitely expect that Saturn will test you Sunday and Tuesday. I'll give you those days. you know, when it comes to one of these people over a goal that you have that is some way is involving them, or with your career situation, or with an authority type person you're dealing with, And then realize that you're also equally going to have some real momentum with your friends and what you're doing online and with group affiliations and activities and what you're doing, you know, with gatherings and personal aspirations and original projects throughout Sunday and Thursday that link in favorably with one of these key relationships. So, for an example, you know, if you're single and you're looking to connect with somebody new, those would be good days to go out with friends or to get online or to, you know, go to the party, something like that, because it puts it in this harmonic flow. And then this is your full moon, Aries, on Monday the 24th in the evening. And so you may feel over the weekend that something's building and built. You know, we can have that emotional buildup. So you guys might really be feeling that you're about to achieve something or end something or have that breakthrough. You know, so emotional peaks and potential for you guys to be kind of out there in the limelight on some level definitely is about your image, your brand, your name, your title, your body, or those personal desires that you're after. So reach for that one. And then do pay attention throughout the week that it is your ruler Mars that is coming together with this karmic south node, and that there may be the potential that for some kind of important rebalancing in karma, whether that means letting go of a situation or person in your life, rebalancing the karma in a current situation, or having that door open to a past life person who's now ready to come through and reconnect with you. And then as far as Chiron moving back into Pisces, this starts on the 24th. And I think for Aries, in a lot of ways, this may feel good, you know, because it's been in your sign since April. And you've been kind of learning about that, you know, and we're never super comfortable until we really learn about this next energy field that we're in. So now that it's in Pisces, it's working behind the scene. It's in a very magical part of your chart up through February of next year. It's a place where you are meant to look at your artistic and spiritual growth and anything magical or anything romantic or anything with these institutions or the research that you still need to do to move your own self-mastery forward. So I would just really watch what's kind of coming up around September 24th. Sometimes our very last stage through an area is, again, like a releasing period too. So if there is something, a bad habit, an addiction, you know, those are ruled by this house for Aries. If there's a secret that still needs to come up or a deception that's going on, those things can come up to be dealt with during these next few months. And so that's it. For Taurus, the relationship dynamic throughout this week ahead is very much not specifically about the partner, client, representative, specialist, opponent, competitor, but it's about what they're doing involving work scenarios with you. This could be the job that you're at or helping you land a new job, or it could be about work situations you're doing in other areas, like if you're cleaning out the garage or the yard or, you know, things like that, tasks at hand. So your focus with these key people is going to be about opening up communications and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and short trips, etc., through the Mercury energy, and you physically showing up and getting involved with how you're moving this work scenario forward. This area also rules your health and your animals. So equally, you might be getting together with the specialist or partnering up with somebody to start training or going to the gym or seeing this, you know, the doctor or whatever. It's a really important week to be motivated and to work through what's going to be coming up in this health arena. And the same with your animals. You know, I would say because of the Saturn and the Chiron energy, definitely keep an extra eye on Taurus's animals in this week ahead, just because we don't want them, you know, getting out in traffic or running away from home and that kind of thing. We could have a test with that. And so, you know, show up, get involved with the Chiron opposition. You know, you're really looking at any wounds that you might feel in these areas. If you've been out of work or if you feel like the work is piling up so big, or maybe there's something, let's say, you know, you're cleaning out the garage. Maybe there's an area that's damaged. You know, it could have a physical wound that you're dealing with there. Same thing with, you know, your health or animal area. So be focused on how to heal any wounded energy within the dynamics with people. Also, if there is any kind of spiritual inspiration, you may see that playing out here. So you might find an artistic or spiritual or romantic or institutional area that is influencing this in some positive way as you balance this. Also, you might research, you know, as well. 12th house could be good for that. And then with Saturn testing you Sunday and Tuesday with the work, the health, the animals, whichever one of this is going to be, Saturn will be doing that through the expansive ninth house. So you're really kind of trying to push forward and achieve something on the next level, or you're dealing with some kind of limits or boundaries. And that would be about anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting related, anything with travel or foreign or global interests, anything with educational pursuits, anything with the legal side of things, anything with ceremonies or anything political or religious in the mix. So you've got quite a bit to choose from there. Mars is forming that really great alliance for you guys Sunday, Thursday, which means when it comes to your work, your health, your animals, you can really set things in motion to pursue goals or reach goals, or to really motivate on the career front, or get some kind of notoriety around what you're doing if that's, you know, your aim, and or to really motivate with a higher-up type of authority person in the situation. So if you're trying to get your resume for work to the boss, or you're trying to get the top doctor to help you with your health, or, you know, that kind of thing, those days you have a really nice positive flow with that. The full moon on Monday, the 24th in the evening, this is bringing a 12th house matter to a head for the Tauruses. So at this time, wrapping things up, having your breakthroughs, endings, achievements, et cetera, that are either about the artistic thing that you're involved in, the romantic moment, the spiritual practice, the institution, or the research. You get the theme going on here. It's pretty strong, right? And when it comes to the Mars conjunction with the South, the karmic South node, this is your third and final chapter with that. It's running from the 25th through the 28th this week and peaking on the 26th. And for Taurus, this is about what's going on the career front with that personal life goal or with that authority figure. And so whatever start you really got driven about back in June, you know, this is your third round. And with the karma, we are, like I'm going to say for every sign, you're either letting go of something at this point, or you're rebalancing the dynamic between you and somebody else in the situation karmically. Or it's a portal where you may have somebody from the past life, and now this is the timing in this lifetime when they're going to be kind of showing back up. And for Taurus, it would be career related, or about a big goal you've set, or about this authority type person. And then with Chiron getting ready to move back into Pisces on the 24th, Taurus, this is your last round with Chiron here up through February of next year. And it's been asking you to look at your vulnerabilities, to be willing to put yourself out there more vulnerably. Did I say that right? I think I did. To look at any wounds that you feel or wounds that you hand out, and then to really try to strive towards that spiritual mastery and the ability to heal or teach others through your understanding of this wound. And it's been playing out with friends, with group affiliations, with what you are doing online, with what you're doing with gatherings or causes, with charities or astrology, with your personal aspirations and your original projects. And so you have this last little slip back into Pisces where you do want to focus on, you know, what is it that you still need to master there, and see where this takes you. And definitely I would look for clues, I would look for signs, I would listen to my dreams in this week ahead as it's transitioning back into this area for ideas about what this might be for you. All right, for Gemini. Okay, Gemini, the relationship dynamic throughout this week ahead, very, very busy, very active, very important week for this. And for you guys, it will be with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, whatever, focused on four areas of life. This is either about true love and lovers, or it's about creative endeavors or creative talents or interests. It's about the kids or it's about recreation. So you can, you know, I'm sure you're weighted one side of this or the other where you're putting more attention. Maybe, you know, this is the week to sit down with the specialist for the kid or the attorney for the creative project or the partner about your love life and get busy in there, right? And so Mercury will be opening up communication, short trips, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions about this. The sun will be really urging you to get in there and get more involved personally. It'll kind of put a spotlight on you guys when it comes to love and when it comes to your creative abilities and all that. So that should really help you stand out in that. And so the Saturday-Sunday period, we're going to have the opposition to Chiron. And so you guys really want to be willing to look at those vulnerabilities, look at the wounds, look at any ability to teach or heal others from your understanding. It seems like to me the Geminis might be talking to a friend or talking online or through a group dynamic about, you know, that wound and probably about love or creative projects or the kids or the recreational thing. Because of your understanding there, you'll be able to help the friend or share this online kind of thing. That's what I'm thinking this is for you guys. But definitely pay attention to what's coming up over the weekend here. It's possible because... Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible that some of the mastery is coming through at this point. This is going to grow by leaps and bounds in those areas in the years ahead, but it is possible. And then with the Saturn test that everybody's going to get on Sunday and Tuesday, for Gemini, this is either about, you know, looking at commitments, endings, structures that support or do not support, limits, boundaries, you know, getting serious about a shared financial situation, the bills, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the, you know, alimony, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, you know, whatever the big financial topic might be. Or it has a personal side, and it may be about dealing with something serious in your sex life or reproductive life or with a death or a birth or a divorce. And so, you know, you'll be balancing that with a key individual over the love or the kids or the creativity or the fun. Doesn't sound too fun. Maybe that's the whole point of it. You got to get serious and take care of those insurance policies. You can't go have fun now. And then, you know, we have that really positive alignment overlaying a little bit, definitely on Sunday and then again on Thursday next week, that aligns you favorably with what's going on with Mars. And so now, Gemini, when you're dealing with these partners any of these relationships over the love life, the kids, the creative projects or the recreation, now you have this harmonic that's saying, oh, you guys can take a trip together or plan a trip, or you guys, if there's a long distance thing, it can go well on these days, or you guys can decide you want to learn something together or teach something together, or maybe, you know, you're going to go to the school and help, you know, the kid, get the kid into the class or meet the new love interest in the classroom. It can be about legal agreements that are put in motion. It can be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, things that are coming together. It can be about a wedding or another ceremony, or it can be about religion or politics. So you have a lot that you can choose from there. We are also going to have Mars coming together with that karmic south node between the 25th and 28th, which will peak on the 26th, and that's in those areas of law, education, travel, global, media, marketing, wedding, other ceremonial, religious, or political topics. And so those days are very important for what's happening, Mars, with rebalancing a karmic situation that you're involved in or letting go of something that the karmic balance has already been met. Or you cannot go any further with that, or the opening to this past life soul. This would be one of those things that happens in life where that door would be open for that person to come back in and reconnect with you this lifetime. It would happen through one of those topics. So there you have it. And then the full moon on the 24th for Gemini is in that social arena. And so you guys might be wrapping something up, ending something, celebrating something, achieving something, you know, that involves the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, or your personal aspirations or original projects. And, you know, because full moons build over a few days, you could be feeling some peaks with this over the weekend and the build up to this as well. As far as Chiron moving back into Pisces on the 24th in this week ahead and running through there until February 18th next year, and this is the last time for you guys up until the year 2061, so you guys definitely want to look at how you've done so far and what you still need to do in this last little bit of time to look at your personal wounds or how you wound others, to look at how vulnerable you feel, to look at your spiritual flow, and if there is some next level of self-mastery when it comes to teaching or healing others. And the focus for Gemini is on your career and what you're doing, you know, towards this apex of your chart. It's about your reputation, your status, your fame, if any of that applies. It is about life goals. And these kind of big goals, I'm saying, you know, this is getting married, having babies, retiring, buying a house, you know, things like that, the big goals, right? And also how you've been dealing with the Chiron vulnerability and wound and then healing and self-mastery when it comes to what's been playing out since 2010 with a parent or a boss or a judge or a mentor or teacher, director, producer, you know, any higher up authority type person. And so as you go through this last phase, look at all you've learned in these areas of goals and career and these authority figures and what it is you would still like to do here. And definitely pay attention to your signs, your dreams, and what's kind of coming through in this week ahead, especially around the 24th, so you have an idea of what this is going to be. For Cancer, the relationship dynamic in this week ahead is going to be based on the people that you're connecting with, your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, etc. And the focus is on your home or a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or the family, the parent, the roommate. So really at the root of your chart. And there's a lot happening here. So you might be, you know, in talks with those people about something. Maybe you're meeting the real estate agent and signing agreements or, you know, making the decision to put a property up for sale, or maybe there's like a lot of short trips back and forth. Maybe you're going to Home Depot a lot. I know I do, to get a lot of things that you're fixing the house with, you know. You're physically in there with the sun moving here. There's a lot of communications, information, and choices being made involving these key individuals. You're going to be dealing over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, with the Chiron opposition, so you want to look at how vulnerable or wounded you feel about the goals when it comes to your property, your family, et cetera, or how the career is impacting this, or what's going on with a particular authority figure, the parent, the boss, et cetera, and any spiritual mastery in those areas, then you also want to be aware of that challenge from Saturn, which is going to push you to deal with, you know, looking at commitments, endings, structures that support, limits, boundaries, getting serious. And interestingly enough, for Cancers, this is kind of doubling up the dynamic, so pay attention Sunday and Tuesday, because this is about that particular individual. It is about where you are with this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor over your home needs or real estate deals or moves or renovations or family dynamics, et cetera. So those days stand out. The Mars energy comes into alignment in a very positive, easy flow, a harmonic, tying in with what's going on with your property and your family and your roommates, and this will be on Sunday and Thursday, and this links favorably to the big financial topics, the loan being paid off or coming through, or the taxes on the property, or the inheritance from the family, or the, you know, any of those big financial arenas. Or this can be personal and be playing out sexually, so maybe there's going to be, you know, a couple really great nights at home. Or it can be reproductive if maybe you're finding out you're pregnant at the house or you're bringing the baby home, you know, for the first time. It can be about a divorce. So obviously that's not an easy thing to go through, but this would be, you know, a couple of days where you could see some action happening with that inflow, you know, to move that question forward. If somebody has passed, these days can help you deal with that too in some kind of way. So there you have it with that. And then when we look at the Mars karmic south node energy coming together between the 25th and 28th and peaking on the 26th, that's about those topics. So a rebalancing of karma in some way over that loan, debt, inheritance, investment, settlement, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, commissions or insurance, taxes, whatever big financial thing, or a rebalancing of karma in a sexual situation, in a reproductive situation, with a death, with a birth, with a divorce, and personal empowerment is part of this as well. And so again, it may be time to release something that has run its karmic course. It may be time to rebalance the karma between you and somebody else over it, or it may be time when some past life traveler with you is reappearing this lifetime over one of those topics. And then the full moon on the 24th is in the career midheaven for Cancer, so something really peaking on the career front or with that big life goal or with that authority figure, that boss, that parent, that judge, that mentor, teacher, etc. And so, you know, wrapping things up, ending anything that you're done with, celebrating something that's coming through, having that achievement, that notoriety, big moments, you know, building up over the weekend and then peaking on Monday in that area. And then finally, Chiron moving back into Pisces on the 24th. This is going to give you that last window with this very spiritual energy up through February 18th, and asking Cancers to look at, you know, how far they've come since 2010 when this started, where you felt the most vulnerable or felt wounded or had the tendency to wound others because you're feeling vulnerable probably, and how you're now kind of hopefully getting to the point where, you know, you can teach or heal others through that personal understanding of the wound. And, you know, so we're working in these last months to kind of reach that place. And it's in the ninth house of expansion for Cancer. So it can be through educational means, either teaching or learning something. It can be over your religious beliefs or your political beliefs. It can be through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting projects. It can be over legal matters that you've been tackling. It can be over a wedding or other ceremony. It can be over travel, far distances, or with people at a distance, or anything global. So think your big ideas and your big growth in these areas. And, you know, what is it that you still need to really open your heart to and pay attention to what's coming through around the 24th, the days on the either side, for clues as to what this might be. For Leo, all of this relationship dynamic in the week ahead, and there is a lot of it, is in your communication and information zone, also merchant zone. So, you know, you definitely want to, stay open to and expect to be busy with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, and this is going to all come through your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your offers and proposals and decisions. So think that's all in that information communication area. Also, it can be that for some of you Leos out there that it's really going to involve brothers or sisters or neighbors more, or it is going to be about vehicles or electronics or what you're doing locally and getting involved with, or more short trips really kicking in this week ahead. So look for those openings with these key individuals. The information really and your involvement really starts to kick up Friday, Saturday. Then Saturday, Sunday, you're also dealing with that Chiron balance. So for Leos, you want to look at, you know, where you are with vulnerabilities or wounds or healing energy around travel in the situation or legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing matters, weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics. And then we have Saturn, you know, showing up, kind of overlaying on Sunday and Tuesday. And so Saturn tests, and for Leo, you know, so it tests insofar as you might you know, be testing yourself and being more ambitious and getting more serious, or you might have an obstacle to overcome. You want to look at commitments, endings, structures that support, you know, any kind of boundaries or limits or ambitions in this mix. And for Leo, it's focused on your work situation or your health or the animals. It can involve hired help or coworkers, or be about paperwork that you're trying to get taken care of. I don't know if I said the animals or health as well, very strongly equally with those other themes. You know, health, it may just be that it's about your health, or it may just be about what's going on with the animal. But, you know, work, coworkers, all this stuff, definitely serious on those couple days. And the Mars energy that's aligning with all this information, communication, merchant energy, local stuff with these key players is aligning in the key relationship zone for you. So you guys have an overlay with this as well. Definitely at its peak Sunday and Thursday, really in positive flow there. So days to get busy or express your passion with your partners, or getting motivated with the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, anybody like that. And then as far as those relationships go, we have Mars meeting that karmic south node between the 25th and 28th, with it peaking on the 26th. And this is part of that story that really started back in June with these people. It's a balancing or a rebalancing of karma with them. And so it may be that during this week ahead, it's finally time to let go of a certain relationship. It may be that it's time to rebalance the karmic dynamic between the two of you, who's, you know, supporting the other more, or who's, you know, how are you guys sharing what your, you know, what your main goal in life is together, that kind of thing. Or it may be that there is going to be a key relationship entering your life this lifetime that you're going to feel, this lifetime, this week, that feels like you've known them for a lifetime, which you have. They would be those that have thread back through time with you guys. So, you know, pay attention to who you're thinking about the most and what's happening with these people. Definitely starts to move into play. The full moon on the 24th for Leo is bringing something to a climax in those expansive arenas. So you're wrapping things up or ending something or celebrating or achieving when it comes to the media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting projects, or the educational pursuit, or the legal matter, or the travel plans, or the wedding or other ceremonies, or the religious or political themes. So you have a lot to choose from there. I'm sure one or two of those stand out to you guys. And then for Leo, with Chiron moving back into Pisces for a last round, this starts on the 24th of September. It will be going there until February 18th, and definitely a very powerful time for you guys. You've been involved with this since 2010. It's been in the most powerful, deep, intense part of your chart. It's been about kind of deconstructing something in your life in a powerful way and rebirthing it by being, you know, by either being open to personal vulnerabilities or having an actual wound that you've had to work through. But it's also been about going deeper and uncovering certain truths and really getting in touch with your self-mastery on a spiritual level. And so very specifically, this may be taking you back for one last time to really look at where you find yourself when it comes to how secure you feel, how vulnerable you feel, how wounded you feel, or how much mastery you have over the idea of life and death. You know, is that about your faith? Is it about having lost somebody? Is it about your own facing your own mortality? Really looking at, you know, where you are in that process. Also can be about massive changes within a relationship through a divorce. And last bit of healing of that wound, it can be about your sex life. And so you may have gone through some deep changes with, you know, how you were directing your sexual energies. And so you'll have this last kind of self-mastery and getting in touch with the deeper side of this. Can be about reproductive processes. So, you know, if you've been in a period where you've been thinking about babies or having babies or going through the change of life, or if you're male, you know, going through whatever your hormonal side of things are, then this can be the last bit of that. And finally, it can be financial and in a big way, you know. So you may have felt like maybe you had started this process back in 2010 by having to file a bankruptcy, or you had a big amount you owed for taxes, or, you know, you couldn't afford the right insurance, or whatever the big financial topic was. Maybe you were really striving to open up your spiritual side of yourself and align that more favorably with ways to connect financially in your life so that you could prosper, but also, you know, heal and teach others at the same time, you know. So there's a lot of ways this could have been playing out, but you're getting this last round of getting in contact with where you are in this story over these months ahead. So I would be looking for clues, looking for signs, listening to my dreams, paying attention to who's showing up, who's exiting, what's going on here starting on September 24th. For Virgo, the relationship dynamic in the week ahead, very, very busy, very powerful, very important. So clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, partners, competitors, and it's focused on personal income. It's focused on purchases that you might be really pursuing now, or what you're doing with a product or your possessions. Also can be about looking at where you are in being valued or valuing this other person, or trying to align your values with somebody that's important to you. So yes, this is your focus. You're going to have more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and short trips about one or more of those topics in this week ahead. Over the weekend, you'll have that balance with Chiron. So as you're looking at where you are with your income or purchases, what you might need still to purchase, or your products or possessions, or this value topic, you'll be balancing with any wounds or vulnerabilities you feel over the bigger financial topics, the insurance, the taxes, et cetera, or the sex life or the reproductive situation, the death, the birth, the divorce, you know, one of those heavy-duty topics. And then Saturn will be kind of pushing you, testing you a bit. So either pushing yourself, or there's some kind of limit, or you really want to get serious about a commitment or an ending or structuring things better, or limits or boundary issues. And that for Virgo is going to be about the lover or where you are in your love life. Or it's going to be about the children, your own kids or kids in general that you're helping out maybe. It can be about creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And so expect that Sunday and Tuesday. Mars is aligning favorably throughout the week with these income purchases, products, values, etc. And so Sunday and Thursday are the big days. And on those days, you can see something happen with the work or with the health pursuit, or with the animals. You can hire somebody that might really help you make something happen, or work with a coworker. You can get paperwork tackled on those days, so look for that. When it comes to Mars meeting the karmic south node between the 25th and 28th of this week ahead, with the peak on the 26th, that is happening in that work, health, and animal arena. So you may be rebalancing some karma in a situation with somebody. You might be letting go of something because it has run its karmic course. Or you may have that past life soul coming into the picture over, you know, your work situation, your health needs, your animals, etc. The full moon on Monday the 24th is bringing something to a head in that powerhouse for you guys. So wrapping up projects, ending anything you're done with, achieving something you've been striving for, celebrating, you know, big emotional peaks here. And it's, again, about your sex life, your reproductive life, the divorce, the death, the birth, or the big financial topic that you're finally, you know, getting to come through or wrapping up there. And then with Chiron going back into Pisces, this is your relationship dynamic, Virgo. And so you guys have really been going through opening back up to the wounds and feeling vulnerable, and or dealing with the way you wound others, and really being exposed in a certain way since 2010 with relationships. And, you know, you're going to get this last bit. It exited in April of this year, but it's coming back on September 24th, and it's going to then move through there until February 18th, and then it will not come back until the year 2061. And so you really want to look at, you know, okay, so let's say this is a physical wound you've been dealing with, then maybe this is about the specialist and giving you that last shot to get the right person. You know, maybe there's something besides, you know, I'm thinking health. It doesn't have to be health. But if it was health, you know, there might be something on the spiritual side that really is impactful during this time. You might be, you know, connecting with the love of your life and getting married, or you might be working in a business partnership, or you might be seeking out an attorney or a specialist during this time frame. And, you know, and especially, you know, when it comes to opponents, you know, if there is something like that going on in your life, just reassess how you wound and how you allow yourself to be wounded. Find that spiritual ground within yourself as best you can. And I would be looking for these, you know, important people or the way you're feeling focused with them starting on September 24th as you re-enter this period for that kind of self-mastery is should be coming along here in the last part of this for you guys. For Libra, this energy, all this relationship energy, and I'm sorry, you guys, my dog is just going crazy. I don't know if you can hear that. Ellie, come here, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah, she's like, yeah, no, I'm being a guard dog. okay, anyway, sorry, you're going to have to suffer until she settles down because I can't get in there where she's at. Okay, so for Libra, the relationship dynamic is coming into your sign this week ahead. So it's really about these key individuals, whether it's partners, specialists, clients, agents, attorneys, whoever you're working with, that is focused on you. So this could be, you know, a trainer. This could be a doctor. This could be, you know, so it could be about your body. It could be, you know, a publicist helping you with your brand or image. It could be, you know, a partner that you just making some kind of connection with and really moving forward and some personal endeavor that you have, you know. So think about your needs being met and how you can relate with these people to move your physical or personal needs ahead. So Mercury is coming in here. We'll help you get into meetings and talks and interviews and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decision making that is good for you with these people. The sun is moving in here, so it's definitely urging you strongly to show up for yourself. I know it's the hardest thing that all of us do, right? But find the strength in the week ahead because it's important that you're taking care of yourself, whatever this is for you. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you're balancing that Chiron wound, vulnerability. And so this is with one of these key individuals. To me, this kind of seems like they're the one, you know, that's kind of involved with the vulnerability or the wound in this scenario with you. And so they might be sharing some of that or you might be drawing that out of them. It's possible that it's your own vulnerability or wound, but I think it has more to do with how you're relating with this person. And so you want to kind of do what you can about that. The Saturn test, Sunday, Tuesday, for Libra, it's about if any feelings that you have about how serious do you need to get? Do you need to make a commitment? Do you need to end something? Is something ending that's out of your control? Are there limits? Is there something structural? You know, think the serious side of life, right? And it's focused on you, on your home or living situation. Could be with a roommate or the family or a parent. Could be about a real estate deal or a move or a renovation. So those tests come up on Sunday and Tuesday might really, you know, show you what it is you need to overcome there as you open up dialogue and get yourself in there and deal with whatever this obstacle is. And then the positive energy with Mars that's playing out linked to you, Libra, so that has to be a good thing, right, is on Sunday and Thursday and is really getting you active in some kind of creative endeavor or with a love interest or with the kids or something recreational, fun, sporty. So look for that. I'd be looking for that. That's a good place. And then when we have the Mars karmic south node combination, they're coming together on the same degree. This story started back in June, and this is your third and final pass of this. So, you know, again, it's going to be about what's going on with creative projects, lovers, children, or recreational pursuits, and the action happening in the week ahead, and the either rebalancing of a karmic situation between you and someone else, the ending of a karmic scenario because it's run its course, or the open door here to past life souls that may have chosen this time to re-enter your life in the name of love or kids or creative projects or recreation. So keep that in mind. That one sounds good too, right? Okay, and then on Monday the 24th, we have that full moon for Libra. It's in your relationship zone. So you are seeing something finally coming through and celebrated and achieved, or you're wrapping up something or ending it with this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, somebody like that. As far as Chiron going back into Pisces, you've been hosting it between April of 2010 to April of 2018 in your work, health, and animal part of your chart. And so you've had to really get serious about, you know, facing any vulnerabilities you had there, maybe going through a wound or two. Maybe you lost a job, or you had a health issue you had to overcome, or there was something that happened to one of your animals, you know. And it's been really about drawing you more clearly into the spiritual side of your life, helping you learn through this process how to reach out and help other people that are going through similar things, to master that new level, maybe have a deeper appreciation for, you know, what's happening spiritually within your body or with the animals or with the work that you pursue. Might have brought a coworker or hired person into your life throughout that period as well. So as of April this year, it left and went into another sign. Now in the week ahead, it's going back there for the very last time. So starting on September 24th, it's going to travel there to February 18th and then not return until the year 2061. So really important time. And you know, this is kind of an exciting placement in a way for Libra, because if you are drawn to any kind of healing or spiritual or teaching through the work that you do, whatever that work might be, then this period can help you really get in touch with that. It can bring people that you are going to work with in whatever line this might be that have more of that spiritual flow with you. It can help you tackle, if you felt overlooked in the work you're doing, this can help you deal with that and find some solutions to that. And then the same thing with health or animals. Maybe this will be the time, you know, where a new animal is drawn to you in some kind of spiritual, magical way, right? You find them sitting on the back porch or in your pocketbook as you sit it down at a party or something, you know. I mean, all kinds of crazy animals love to find, especially cats. It may be a health, you know, maybe you're going to really start to key into the relationship between what's going on in your body and what's going on spiritually with you and your mind and your heart, and really bring that together in some kind of transformational way over these next months ahead. So I would be looking for clues and signs and, you know, any kind of movement in this area around the 24th and onward. For Scorpio, we have all this energy going into the relationship dynamic in the week ahead. Very busy week with it, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So as for everybody, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, etc. And for Scorpio, it's working out for you, focused on something artistic. So maybe you'll be going to more movies with a love partner, or maybe you'll be doing something in film or music or dance or poetry or painting with a business partner or your clients or your specialists or your representatives. So just think, you know, anything artistic is standing out, anything spiritual, if you really want to start to, you know, maybe you hire that specialist to teach you yoga or meditation, or maybe you start getting into more prayer with your partner. Anything that is romantic, but not in a light, fluffy way. Not that a Scorpio would want it that way. You might think you do, but you don't. So this would definitely be more of that karmic kind of romantic thing. So typically getting busier in this week ahead with more time to kind of seclude off in a romantic tryst, have a private time with somebody, or it could be clandestine, you know, be wary of that, obviously. And it could be a past life individual, you know, that it has a very strong affinity for you, and things going on with this person romantically. Could be a getaway that you take this week as well, or plan or plot, right? So artistic, spiritual, romantic. This could also be that you're dealing with key individuals about what's going on at the hospital or at the spa or the retreat or the prison or the psychiatric ward, any kind of institution. And so, again, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys in those situations. And finally, it's a research and development area, so you might be, you know, more involved with a key person, digging through information. I should also say, too, that, you know, this does have a challenging side, which could be addictions or bad habits or boundary issues. So you may be kind of, you know, meeting with that specialist
specialist about the addiction or talking to your partner about the bad habit or whatever, you know. So you could be tackling that as well. So we get this really starts in right from Friday onward. You're going to be balancing that Chiron wound, the vulnerability in the scenario with somebody on Saturday, Sunday. So this is focused on the work or the health or the animals in the picture. And then you're going to have that Saturn test, you know, whether you're like pushing yourself to look at commitments or endings or structures that support or limits or boundaries or ambitions, you know. Or there's an obstacle thrown in your path that you're trying to work over. This really has to do with communication, information, and merchant opportunities, I guess. So you really kind of want to look at where you are with your agreements with people, with your writing, with your interviews, your auditions, your talks, your meetings, your offers, your sales, right? There's your merchant side. And I also should just say for Scorpio, there could be something coming up that you're going to have to deal with, you know, that's kind of a little test here on Sunday and Tuesday that is about a vehicle or an electronic like your phone or your computer, or that involves a brother, sister, neighbor. So be aware of that, you know. And then the Mars energy that's focused so favorably, getting a lot of dynamic, a lot of things happening, passion stirred, things are going well here, is flowing, involving things going on in your home, about your home, things with family, with parents, with roommates, with moves, renovations, real estate deals. So that's Sunday, Thursday. We also have the Mars coming to the karmic south node between the 25th and 28th, with it peaking on the 26th, and that is about your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, and your roommates. So starting back in June, this story started to come together, you know, things that you were going to take action on that had to do with this, you know, were you helping somebody move someplace else? Were you thinking of moving? Were you planning your renovations? Was there something to work out with a parent? Was there something to work out with the family in general, the roommate situation? So it's back on board for the last rebalancing here, and you want to look at karmic situations that have run their course and letting go of that, or you want to rebalance karma in a situation with somebody over one of those topics, or it may be that somebody's about to enter your life who was a past life journeyer, you know, and they would come through that way. Maybe you're going to, you know, have somebody knock on your door to sell you something, and you're like, oh, I know you. Wouldn't that be awesome? The full moon on the 24th for Scorpio is bringing something to a climax with your work, your health, or the animals. Also could be, you know, hitting that peak with the coworker or the hired help or the paperwork. So, you know, wrapping things up, ending things or achieving things, celebrating things in that particular areas of life. And then with Chiron going back into Pisces. You know, the Scorpios have been dealing with feeling more vulnerable or feeling more wounded or wounding others and really kind of going through that process since 2010. And it's been about your love life or lovers. It's been about what's going on with the kids and how they're progressing through your life story. It's been about your creative endeavors and being more vulnerable in those areas. And it's been about anything recreational you've been doing. And so really over the process since 2010, hopefully stepping into more spiritual side in this part of your life and mastering some new level here of understanding, maybe the ability to teach or heal others in those areas. And so this is coming back for a very last round starting on September 24th. And it's going to be there until February 18th, and then it's going to go away. So, and not come back till 2061. So, you guys definitely want to pay attention to what's happening, you know, around the 24th. You know, whether this is a lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreation or all of it, starting to amp back up. You know, there's something calling you to your spiritual nature, and yeah. So it should be interesting, right? For Sagittarius. I'm trying to look at the clock. Am I going to get through everybody? Yes, I am. I believe I am. Sagittarius, this relationship dynamic in the week ahead with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and even competitors, it has two sides. One side is that you're going to get really involved here with one or several of those people about a personal aspiration of yours or an original project that you're interested in, or perhaps something about freedom, you know, your own freedom or freedom as a cause that you're behind, you know. Or on the other hand, hand, this can be social. It can really be about, you know, connecting with the right people over the group you want to join or the group activity going on or what you're doing online or what you're doing with friends or with gatherings that you're planning or attending or any charities that you're involved in, or it could also be about astrology. So you want to think social, you want to think about your aspirations, you want to think about original projects, and just expect that there's going to be more invitations, more talks, more meetings, more agreements, more sales, more writing, you know, information, communication, sales, really starting to flow, starting as soon as Friday the 21st. It's also going to be urging you to show up and connect in these social arenas or towards your aspirations. It puts a spotlight on you, so it helps you stand out. So you do want to follow through with that. Now, over the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, the 22nd, 23rd, you're balancing that with the Chiron wound, vulnerability. So there's something here that you're trying to deal with another person as you're socializing or pursuing aspirations that has to do with the kids or the lover or the recreational interest or the creative pursuit. So keep that in mind as you're trying to stay, you know, as balanced as you can with that. And then the challenge from Saturn, which is really asking you to get serious, look at commitments, look at endings, look at structures that support, look at boundaries or limits or ambitions in the story. That's going to come up on Sunday and Tuesday in the week ahead. And for Sag, it's about being valued. It's about what you're doing to make money. It's about your purchases. I would suggest not purchasing on those 2 days if you can help it. It's about products or possessions. So Sutter can help you if you're trying to, you know, donate a bunch of bunch of your stuff and get rid of it. You know, Saturn can help you with the restrictive side of that, which would be good. It would be about, you know, ending that. And, you know, so keep that in mind. If you have a couple slow days earning, you know, Sunday and Tuesday, well, that would be the Saturn thing. And then the Mars energy is aligning very favorably, Sag. This is opening up information, communication, and sales. So this is Sunday, Thursday. So Sunday is going to kind of be balanced between the test and this good stuff going on, right? And then Thursday, we have Mars really working for you. So getting into talks, meetings, short trips, local activities, signing agreements, making sales, writing, interviewing, fielding offers, making decisions, you know, that tie you in with your aspirations and original projects and friends and groups and the internet, et cetera. Mars will be connecting with the karmic south node over all that communication information and sales stuff between the 25th and 28th in the week ahead, the third and final time. Also for Sag, this might involve a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, or a short trip. So, you know, you'll know it when you see it. This really started back in June, and so you're at the very final apex of this. So you're rebalancing karma with somebody, or you are letting go of something, or you have some past life soul coming through this. So I would say your words are going to be very important in the week ahead. You may hear from somebody. You may meet with somebody. You might have that talk. Or if it's this past life person coming through, perhaps you'll run into them out in your local neighborhood, at the grocery, at the post office. Maybe you'll take a short trip to a nearby place. Or maybe it'll be, you know, play out around the vehicles if you're renting a vehicle or purchasing a vehicle or when you're at your brother's or sister's or neighbor's. So, you know, there's something going on here and a rebalancing of this in the week ahead. The full moon on the 24th is in Sag's house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you're reaching a goal there. You're celebrating or you're wrapping up a project you've been involved in or you're ending something that's been going on in one of those areas. So peak moments, this may build over the weekend and then peak, you know, by Monday. And then with Chiron going back into Pisces, so this is that energy that everybody's been working with since 2010. It's been about the vulnerabilities, the wounds, and also about, you know, some kind of spiritual mastery and ability to teach or heal others. And so for Sagittarius, it's really been focused on home, family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, you know. And moreover, it's really been about how rooted you feel in life. Have you planted yourself in the right place? How secure do you feel? And so those vulnerabilities, they, and, you know, not to sound too heady here, But this can tie back into early childhood scenarios, you know, and how safe or secure you felt early in life as well, coming back up, your history, your ancestry, et cetera. And so you've been kind of dealing with this, any vulnerabilities you felt there and any wounds and, you know, moving into this better state with this stuff since 2010. Also, this can have a physical wound. So maybe you were renovating. Maybe you were wounding half the house or, you know, those kind of things too. Or maybe the parent had some issue that they went through, you know, and you've been dealing with that. As examples, there's a lot of examples, right? So this kind of gave you a break starting in April of this year, but now it returns on September 24th for the very last round up through February 18th. So you want to look at where you are on your spiritual path here and any healing of scenarios and look for clues in this week ahead as this starts to come into fruition and take you back there. For Capricorn, all these relationship dynamics in the week ahead, getting together with clients, partners, specialists, agents, attorneys, even dealing with the competition is going to be aimed at your career momentum or your status and reputation or what's going on with personal goals you've set or are pursuing or authority figures, higher up types that you're involving in this, you know. And so this is really a very proactive week for you to get into talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews that are, you know, with that partner, specialist, agent, attorney, client to further your career, to further your life goals, to help you deal with this authority figure, and for you to really show up and put your needs in the mix and lead yourself forward here, you should stand out in the career arena with these goals, with these higher ups. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be in a balance here with Chiron. So there is some kind of vulnerability or wound situation that's playing out in the home or with family, a parent, a roommate, or with real estate deals, moves, renovations that you're trying to balance with this person as you strive for this goal or career momentum or dealing with this authority figure. And Saturn then tests you on Sunday and Tuesday, and that is within your sign, Capricorn. And so as you're pursuing goals or career or dealing with these authority type, higher up types with these key one-on-one relationships, just remember that Saturn may be draining you a little bit. You might need to sleep, catch some naps a little bit. Think physical drain. So be sure to take care of yourself Sunday and Tuesday. Or you might just be pushing yourself harder. You're looking at, you know, making commitments to certain things, ending certain things, structuring things that support, dealing with limits or boundaries that you need to set. And so, yeah, it's just serious those couple days, I would just say, because it's a heavy, it's alchemically led, right? You know, you're a Capricorn. You're ruled by this planet. And so being in this frictional square, you just want to not overtax your body. And then with the Mars alignment being so, you know, harmonic and working for you guys, this is Sunday and Thursday, and this will bring in a flow, you know, more activity around making money or purchases or possessions that you're doing something about or products that you're doing something about. Definitely will help you, you know, move things along, right, and feel good about where you are in the career front or with the goal or the authority figure. And then that is the energy Mars that's coming together with the karmic south node between the 25th and 28th, peaking on the 26th. So the very big week ahead when it comes to your income, purchases, products, possessions, or where you are with feeling valued or what you're realigning your values with. And this is karmic, right? So this really started to come into view back in June. You're at the third and final pass here. And so you want to look at, is it, have I run my karmic, you know, gauntlet here with whatever this is and I'm done and I want to release? Or do I need to rebalance something karmically with a person who's, you know, involved with my money or my purchases or my products or my possessions? Or this could be that opening where a past life soul is ready to show back up in your life, and it would be, you would meet them through one of these topics, or they would really be showing up to be involved in values with you in some way. So yeah, and then the full moon on the 24th for Capricorn is in that home and family arena. So we see something really coming through, achieved, celebrated, or something ending or wrapping up, and it's about your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates. Now, with Chiron going back into Pisces for a last time, this, you know, is the energy you've been dealing with vulnerabilities, wounds, and trying to heal this and step into a more spiritual mastery. Since 2010, you got a break from it starting in April of this year, but it's coming back for a very last time starting September 24th, and it is going to run until February 18th. Now, this has been playing out in your mind, okay, first and foremost, Capricorn. So it's been asking you to really rethink how you think about how vulnerable you are. Really look at how your thinking plays into any self-wounding or wounds that you allow others to bring to your doorstep. Look at how your thinking or your communication, you know, how you take it from the mind into the mouth and share it with the world, right? Or what you write down on paper, anything information, communication oriented. Are you being, you know, have you wounded others, you know? And so really look at choices with your thoughts, with your ideas, with your talks and meetings. It's been asking you to look at all agreements, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals. It's been asking you to look at sales, the merchant side of this. And, you know, is there a spiritual side to that for you? Have you felt wounded in any of these areas? You know, it's time to really focus on that. And then also a big one here for Capricorn is more in the physical side of life here, which means that you could have been dealing since 2010 with wounds or vulnerabilities involving a brother or a sister, your neighbors, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your local community activities or short trips to nearby places. So those might be coming back on course for the last round here to deal with this process that you've been going through. So pay attention, look for signs of what's happening as this is coming back in for the last time. Once this leaves in February, you've figured it out as much as you can, and then it's not coming back until 2061. For Aquarius, all this relationship dynamic in the week ahead, really getting you guys in there, clients, partners, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, and it's about that big expansive side of life. So this could be over legal matters, it could be about travel, or it could be with a person at a distance. It could be about educational pursuits. It could be about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. It could be about weddings or other ceremonies, or it could be about politics or religion. So, wow, right? You know, you got a lot to choose from. I'm sure one or two of those really stand out. You know, you're going to be in talks and meetings with people over some of those subjects this week ahead. It's definitely going to put you in the spotlight there. Are your needs being met? Are you leading yourself forward, physically showing up in one of those areas or more? You're going to be balancing this with the Chiron energy over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So there is some news or a talk or meeting, agreement, sales, writing, interview, or there may be something with the brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics that you're dealing with the wound, with the vulnerability, with the spiritual side, the spiritual guru side of your life, right? Saturn will test you on the 23rd and 25th. That comes through a time that you need alone to recuperate or retreat, or a romantic encounter, or something with your spiritual or artistic pursuits, or it may be about an institution you're dealing with or the research. So Saturn limits, you know, or structures or commitments or endings, you know, getting serious about those themes in the mix on Sunday and Tuesday. Mars, on the other hand, is going to be really working for you, and it's in your sign, Aquarius. So especially on Sunday and Thursday, this helps you show up physically, passionately, motivated, moving things forward, you know, personally or physically, that connect you with the travel, the person at a distance, the legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, political theme. So really good days for that. Then Mars is connecting with that karmic south node between the 25th and 28th. With it really peaking on the 26th. So this is that story that started back in June. So you're kind of rebalancing karma in some way. This is in your sign. Obviously, it's about you. And so look back to what was really starting. Was it about your physical body? Was it about your image, your brand, your name, your title? Was it about some desire or need that you had? And where you are in the process of either letting go of something that has reached its karmic, you know, endpoint, or rebalancing karma in a situation or with another individual about this, or if this is the time where you're probably going to be the one that would walk into somebody else's life as a past life, reconnect. So, you know, it's not something you would plan, just so you know. The full moon on the 24th brings something to a climax with the communication, information, and sales arena. So, you know, you're wrapping things up, ending things, celebrating, achieving, and it has to do with a talk, a meeting, an agreement, a sale, the interview, the offer, the decision, or on the physical side, that thing coming to a head with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, the short trip, the local activity, you know, so look for that peaking. And then, you know, talking about Chiron going back into Pisces, you started working with this back in 2010, in April of 2010, and all through these years up through April of this year. And then you got a little bit of a break, and now it's moving back in on September 24th, and it will be there until February 18th. And it's been asking you to look at how vulnerable you feel, how wounded you feel, if you wound others, are you in line with your spiritual development and with your ability to teach and heal others through what you're doing when it comes to your earnings, your purchases, your products that you're putting out there, or what you're doing with possessions, and where you are with your values in life. And so you're getting this last little bit here starting this week ahead. So look for clues, you know. What is it drawing you towards? It's definitely a powerful spiritual time with that. For Pisces, these relationship dynamics, very, very active in the week ahead, getting you in there with clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, partners, even, you know, the opponents if need be. Just, you know, obviously be careful with opponents. but, you know, opening up Mercury talks and meetings and all this, getting you in there physically or personally, helping you pursue your needs in the situation is really going to be focused in the power evolving part of your chart. So this may be connecting with them sexually, intimately, deeply. It may be about the connection you have with them about reproductive pursuits or reproductive issues, maybe hormonal things going on. It can be about divorce. It can be about a death or a birth. It can be about any of the big financial topics, anything except your income. So the loan, the insurance, the taxes, the investments, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, whatever, the partner's money, you know. So anything in the big financial realm. So sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, or the big financial arena is where it's at with the key people you're going to be relating with in the week ahead. Pick one or two. I'm sure one or two is calling to you. So by the time we're in the week and you're kind of balancing this with the wound of Chiron, which is focused on your own personal income or a purchase or the products, or the possession that you have. So, you know, where are you with this possession of yours and the money it makes you and what's going on with this big outer financial scenario, or, you know, or do you have to deal with that and you really want to be sexually intimate with somebody, you know, right? So you're balancing that wound. Saturn's going to test you on Sunday or Tuesday. And the Saturn energy is about, you know, looking at, do I need to commit? Do I need to end some things? Do I need to structure them? Do I need to cement them? Do I need to set limits or deal with boundaries, get ambitious? And for you, it's really about your personal aspirations, your original projects, and anything social. So where are you with a particular friend? What's going on with the group you're involved with? What's going on with a party, event, or gathering? Where are you online with astrology or charities? You know, so serious moments there as you're looking at this financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, et cetera, topic. Mars is going to be favorably aligned for the Pisces on Sunday and Thursday, connected to that financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality issue. And so this gives you the potential to take action or express passion behind the scenes. It could be a romantic connection. It could be getting into the research and finding the information you need. It could be dealing with an institution. It could be about pursuing the artistic or the spiritual interests there as well. So look for those to open up for you guys. And then that's where Mars is connecting with the karmic south node in the week ahead between the 25th and 28th, with the 26th being the peak day. And this is that story that really started back in June, asking you to look at karmic rebalancing with a situation or person, or you've run the course and you're at the end of a karmic dynamic and you're letting go, or you are seeing somebody from a past life re-enter. And it would be over one of those topics, the romantic scenarios, the artistic pursuits, the spiritual practices, the institutions you're dealing with or the research and development. So that's coming back up to be looked at. The full moon on the 24th brings something to a head with your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. So wrapping things up, ending something there, or celebrating and achieving, right? And then with Chiron taking its very last journey back into Pisces, obviously this is your sign, Pisces. And so you guys were really going through a very kind of magical, mystical wounded and vulnerable period since 2010. You've had a bit of a break since April, but we go back in on September 24th, and it lasts until February next year. Really powerful time to get in touch with who you are as a guru, teacher, healer, how you're ready to heal these specific wounds or vulnerabilities within yourself. Look for magical signs in the week ahead. I love you guys. It's Zoe. I'll be back next week. I hope it's just an amazing week for everybody. And if you want to find me, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Bye, guys.